Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When it comes to green vegetables, and I eat a lot of them, I have my big four. Broccoli, green beans, asparagus, and Brussels sprouts. They're all on my Mount Rushmore. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Scola Cooking School. I have to confess, though, when it comes to Brussels sprouts, I need to broaden my technique because I fix them one way, and that's the way I love it. But right. I know there's a lot more you can do with them.
I mean, but it's even good that you fix them. Because there's so many people who have this aversion to Brussels sprouts, mostly because of their experience with the canned version, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And not very good smelling, even.
No.
So they're really bizarre. But I remember in the restaurants when people said, oh, I don't want them, I used to send them out anyway. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly making converts. People just love them. They don't really understand them until they actually have fresh ones that are so good.
That's right. And you peel all that nasty stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, cut that little stem off. And a lot of times, we have to remember that the Brussels sprout is pretty hard. So we may have to cut it in half.
Yeah. And I actually use the tip of a paring knife to core out the very hard center.
That's so smart.
Right. So because that is a little bit of a rough edge on the Brussels sprout.
That's
but
right.
It's just easy to prepare them. A little bit of work just to clean up each one, but still not a big challenge.
Here's a nice little recipe that I came across, roasted Brussels sprouts with red grapes. And I think Brussels sprouts really, really do well in being roasted.
Yeah.
You're just going to get a pound of the Brussels sprouts, trim them, have them lengthwise. You're going to get about a half a pound of seedless red grapes, some shallots, which we love working with.
Mm-hmm.
Tossing all this with olive oil, throw a little bit of seasonings, spices and herbs in there, and you just put it on a baking sheet, stick it in the oven for, 25 minutes or so at a 375 degree onion.
Right.
And these wonderful things happen.
Yeah. I mean, the sugars from the grapes ooze out and start to caramelize.
Mm-hmm.
The grapes also cook off a lot of water and become more intensely flavored. And the Brussels sprouts soften up. And just once you mix all that together, it's pretty amazing.
And the wonderful thing about Brussels sprouts is pure earthy flavor that I really love. And so you combine that with anything a little bit sweet, you have something that's really cool.
Right.
Brussels sprouts and chestnuts.
Very holiday-esque, right?
It is.
And chestnuts are certainly really popular right now. And I think a lot of people, again, are a little scared of them. So we're going to have to encourage folks to not be too worried about trying chestnuts.
No. They're great. And it's a kind of a two-step process to cook them. Yeah, so we get them all cleaned up. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to boil them a while, pour off the hot water. They're getting nice and tender. Going to saute them a little bit with butter.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to take the nuts off, and I have that same pan. I got a little bit of pan juice going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw in some tomato paste, some demi-glace, some potato flour to get it really nice and thick, and put the nuts back in. I'm going to boil some Brussels sprouts and throw the whole thing together.
Beautiful.
And it's a really classic dish.
Yeah, it's really good. And you can buy the chestnuts already clean and peeled
if
you want.
Yeah, which really
Although, it is fun to try and do them on your own.
And one final way of doing it is to combine Brussels sprouts, walnuts, and mandarin oranges.
Right.
You're just going to, again, put these under a nice medium heat and in the oven, and they'll all come together very, very nice.
Again, you're playing on the sweetness of the citrus with the earthy of the Brussels sprout. It's a great dish.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.